Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
This episode is brought to you by Hallo, the number one Catholic app. Hallo has 1,000 audio-guided prayers and meditations for you to deepen your relationship with God. To listen to all of the Hallo meditations for free for 30 days, head to hallo.com/breadbox.
Hello, I'm Kendra Von Esch, and you are listening to my 10-minute daily podcast, Reality Reflections. I bought into what this world said would make me happy. Money, prestige, power. And hey, if it feels good, do it, because life is stressful, so party hard. Do whatever makes you happy. But that didn't quite work out, because I felt even more insecure, full of fear, shame, and anxiety, and never, ever good enough. Then God found me and flipped my reality upside down and transformed my life. And I want this for everyone. So I left my executive career to help others find true acceptance, supernatural peace, joy, and love that only comes from a relationship with God. Here is my reality reflection for today.
Okay. We're going to try something a little different today. And I'm stepping out in this direction because I have a feeling there are many people who struggle with prayer. I faith coach lots of people across the globe, men and women of all ages. It's amazing when I look, I'm like, okay, yeah, I've got someone who's about 24, 33, 50, 67, 75. It's really interesting, and they're all in different vocations of life, right? Divorced, married, widowed. I don't know. It's single. It's just crazy. Not all the same walks of life from different parts of the globe. All across the world. It's really awesome. But I will tell you that everyone struggles with something. So the thousands of people that are hearing this, I want you to know that I want you not to think of this as this big, massive, global group of people. I want you now to say, okay, look, I speak to and deal with a lot of people on a personal one-to-one basis. And in some cases, real, when I say deal with, I'm like praying through, discerning with these people on their journey. And I just want to say this. Every single one of us is dealing with one, if not multiple, issues in our lives. There is not one person that we will see today that doesn't have something hanging over them, a sin that they're struggling with, a relationship that they're having issues in, problems at work, looking for work, finances are problems. Maybe they're seeking to be finding a husband and are still single. Maybe they're in college and they can't figure out what they want to do or what their job would want to be. Maybe, right? There's so many things that people are against or upfront with right now in different aspects of their lives, right? Am I going to stay with this career or am I going to change it and finally do what I feel I've been born, made to do? Am I going to finally retire and trust God, or am I just going to live in fear? It's all these crazy things because so many people are in all these different parts of their life, and it's one of the coolest. Okay, so what I want to do today is, for the remaining time that we have, is pray. But I want to pray as if I'm you. So what I'll do is I'll start and I'll start talking to God. And as you hear my voice, consider myself speaking for you. But then there will be a time where I'll be like, God, I have some special prayers for you. And then I'm going to stop and you're going to speak in your mind or out loud if you can. I'm going to hopefully give you enough time. But this is where we're going to do this, making this massive thousands of people across the world feel like we're all in a room together, because we're all at the same time going to be crying out to God for help and for hope and for peace and joy and love, so that we can leave this podcast prayer, and go be who God made us to be. So remember, when you hear me pause, step in. But I'm going to do my best to make it be me speaking for you, so that it's, you know, not me going back and forth speaking about me for you, you know, in the third person, like all that kind of weird stuff. So, okay, ready? Get in a calming position. Get in a nice comfy chair, get on a couch, somewhere that you're not going to fall asleep, but you're relaxed. Somewhere maybe you can put your head back, close your eyes, feel your forehead relax, let those wrinkles go. Let your cheeks relax and your mouth drop open a little and relax. Your shoulders and your neck. Move your head from side to side. Loosen up your neck and your shoulders. Okay, now I want you to take a very deep, deep breath. And when you breathe in, think about the Holy Spirit. Back in Genesis, when God breathed into Adam and gave him life. Come, Holy Spirit. Let your shoulders drop more, head relax, your neck relax, another deep breath, come Holy Spirit, come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Come shower over me your peace, your wisdom, your knowledge. Oh, Holy Trinity, I put myself in front of you. God, the Almighty Father, the one who loved me into creation, the one who created everything, And at your right hand, your son, Jesus, who's healed me and redeemed me in so many ways, whose precious blood has protected me. In so many ways, Lord, thank you for bringing your son down here to earth, for giving his life to save us. And for leaving the Holy Spirit down here for us all to transform us, to sanctify us, and for us to live in the Spirit of God, walking, living, breathing all day with you, Lord. That is what it means to live with God every moment, every day. Purposeful, meaningful, talking to you, God. So I sit in front of you and I ask you today to take all of me. I surrender my life, my breath, my mind, body, soul, and spirit. I give you everything. My spouse, my family, children, extended family, friends, ministry, this ministry that you have given me, and every person that it has touched or will touch, I give that all back to you. I give you my faith. I give you all of the spiritual gifts that you have given me. I give you all of the material goods, all of the financial blessings, my job, my spouse's job, anything that you have given us or me in order to live comfortably. Everything, all the blessings that you have ever bestowed on me, I give them right back to you, Lord. So I stand here, naked and empty, just like when I came into this world, when you brought me into this world to be your beloved daughter. I stand here today and I give it all back to you. And if you choose, Father, if it is your will to give that all back to me, I ask one thing, that you cleanse it, that you cleanse everything. You make it pure. You renew my spirit. You renew how I look at all the gifts that you've given me. Cleanse my heart. Make it a heart of flesh and appreciation of all of the beautiful things that you've done, all the beauty around me, just for my life. Thank you, Lord, and I will take any other gifts if it's your will that you would like to give me. Father, I now ask that we call on your beloved daughter Mary, and that she wrap us in her blue mantle, that she protect this prayer from any evil, from any lies, deception, distractions. Saint Joseph, my spiritual father, you took such good care of Mary and Jesus. I know you are here to do the same for me. Terror of demons, please protect me, not only during this time of prayer, but during the day today, with Mary, the Holy Trinity, all the angels and saints, and my guardian angel. I ask that you walk with me today. Keep me on the narrow path and protect me from evil. Guardian angel, as I ask every day, please guide me, protect me, encourage me, and inspire me. Please work with the Holy Spirit and help enlighten my mind to what it is that you want me to do today. My one resolution. Guardian angel, please help me see God, hear God, and do God's will today. Okay, now this is where I usually sit for another 10 minutes possibly. And then I go into the daily readings. And that is where I read once, twice, three times. It's always different. Every day is different. Some prayer days are off the chart mountaintop experiences. And others are off the chart horrific, nothing but distraction fighting prayer days. So I want you to know that it's going to be different every day, but that's the beauty of every day anyway. No one day is the same as the day before. We don't live in that Groundhog Day movie, and that's a beautiful thing. So then I would read the daily readings, and something would jump out at me, and does jump out at me. It's either a theme of what is being said, it could be a word, it could be a verse. It could be a whole chunk of a psalm, for example. It could be the Alleluia, something out of the gospel. But something will jump out at you. And it may not make sense. But do yourself a favor. Have a pad and a pen next to you. And write what jumps out to you on that pad and that pen. And as you read through 2-3 times, if it keeps jumping out at you, then take it into meditation. And this is where the meditation starts. So what I just did with you was preparation for the meditation. And the preparation, I honestly do believe, is almost as important as the meditation itself. And I looked down at my timer and I realized I can't go on with this. But I will tell you that once I empty myself, when I ask for everything back, plus any additional gifts, and I ask for God to cleanse it first before he fills me, I also ask for all of his gifts to be, completely poured out on me. And then obviously I'm bringing in the Holy Army to help me pray, and I'm bringing the Holy Army together so that they can help me get through my own thoughts and my distractions to the message that God wants me to focus on today. And that's when you read through the readings and you find what that is. Then you sit with that. And you may be like, I don't know why he's asking me to sit with, you know, the rock or something like that. I mean, that's a pretty good one, but I could see why those two words might, he might want you to sit with those. But it doesn't matter what you think, right? This is the time for you to stop you and to open your mind and to allow God to put some thoughts in your mind. And then this is the discernment process. This is where the prayer begins to be interactive, and you start to learn the voice of God. You know? I mean, we have this internal way of knowing God's voice. It's almost like as if a baby is born and the baby knows its mother's voice because it's been inside mom, you know, for the 9 months or however long, and just inherently knows that voice. And while it may not be audible to us, we inherently know the voice of God in our thoughts and our reactions in our bodies, in the spirit within us. But we override it a lot and we fight it and we drown it out. So that's what the prayer is all about. It's just reconnecting to what is inherently there because we're God's children. It's just connecting you in a way that God connects with us, right? Not the world. And that means we need to disconnect from the world and connect with God. Like it's almost like taking your plug, unplugging it from the wall and plugging it into the sky. Or plugging it into your heart, because that's where God really is, right? And recharging from the power, that created power. I mean, if we really just got out of our own way, we could be the happiest, most energetic people we've ever known. Able to love and be kind and caring even in the worst of situations. But we don't take that gift that God is just handing out to us and ask him, can you show us how? Can't tell you how much I've learned over these last 3 years. And it has been spiritually, but it's also been with everything else. I mean, my gosh, technology and stuff, right? I mean, just think about just 2020 alone, the mess and the stuff within that. But for me and my own in particular ministry and how I had to relook at everything. I think the world had to relook at everything. And so I look at it and I say, this has been a year of a childlike learning for me. And I continue to learn and learn and learn and learn. And I have a feeling that it's not going to go away because that's why God wants us to be like children. Because children just have that innate desire to learn. And we have been kind of trained that as you grow up to be an adult, you're kind of done learning. And that is so not the case. I've learned more in these last 3 years than I have in my 42 years of my whole life before that. Well, actually, that would have been 45 years of my life, 46, something like that. Anyway, okay, I digress. Another long podcast. I am so sorry. I sit here some mornings and I'm like, okay, I'm going to make this short. So look, if this is killing you, send me a note. Because it's all about you people. That's why I did it for 10 minutes. Because I want to give you a little something with Jesus, you know, like let's put on Jesus today and go do this today together versus a 30-minute specific topic that you may not be able to listen to because it's 30 minutes and now I'm into 20. So, and if you send me an email, send me one other things that you may want me to talk about. I am happy, 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 happy to address certain issues or things that you'd like open to total suggestions too. This is that one way kind of stuff that doesn't work so well for me. You know, like I sit here and I talk into my phone and I publish it and then I don't see you guys. I don't hear from you guys. And you guys is a, is an American term. It's gender neutral. So no offense to the ladies. Okay. So in meditation, just wrapping that up. That is where you sit with the word, the sentence, the theme. And you try not to think. You try not to think. This is where that pad and pen come in handy. When the grocery list comes into your head, you can just turn over and say milk, bread, you know, whatever. Get it off your head. Go back to the phrase, to the words. And listen to what God is putting into your mind. It may have nothing to do with the words that you're mulling over. It may have some weird tie-in. I've had it happen to me. Call your mom was what was put into my head when I was meditating. And I wasn't meditating on anything that had to do with Mary or mom or anything about mom in the Bible. Certainly nothing about a phone number or a phone. And while I was at Mass, I received the Lord and heard after I received the Lord as I was walking back to my pew, call your mom. And so I did. And it was the best thing I could have ever done because my mom talked me off a ledge that I was panicking and worrying about. As a matter of fact, I called her. I said, look, hey, Mom, God told me to call you. And she's like, oh, well, thank you, God. And so I said, "What?" She's like, well, what's going on? And so I just went right into it, and she went right into it, and it was as if God was speaking right through her exactly what I needed to hear. So sometimes that comes out of your meditation. But what you're looking for is something that you should focus on for that day, for today. What am I supposed to be doing today, God? And it doesn't mean always that you need to improve. This isn't a scorecard, teacher-student relationship with the Lord. This is a child-parent. God the Father just wants to love you into existence and continue to have you love others to Him. That's what it's all about. So it's a little child learning from the Father. And so whatever you're hearing, ask Him, Lord, is this you? If this is you, help me understand more about what it is that you're asking me to do here. You know, maybe you felt you need to love yourself more. Or maybe you even got put in your heart that you need to go talk to Bob at the office. Or on your way home, call your sister or something. I have no idea what could possibly come in because it's been an interesting experience. This is where the fun comes, right? So then you start to learn God's voice and your voice. It's a good opportunity for you to learn how much you try to override the voices that you're hearing and do the things that you want to do. And of course, Satan's voice. You really want to know all three of those voices. And the more that you listen and you know and you understand and you allow your body to speak to you, are you getting anxious? Are you getting uncomfortable? Are you peaceful? God, is this you? Are you asking me to do X, Y, or Z? And if your body is sitting there feeling pretty darn peaceful, then yeah, that's probably God, right? Especially the ones that come out of the blue. Now, you know it wasn't me that said call your mom. Well, maybe you don't know, but I wouldn't have called my mom because I would have thought I would have been on the phone with her for an hour. And I had all this stuff that was going on. I didn't have time. Turns out I was on the phone with her for 10 minutes and it was perfect. God is amazing like that. Okay, that being said, I'm going to let you go because now this is almost a half an hour, those podcasts that I said you wouldn't have time for. But send me an email. See if this has helped. Send me an email if you want me to do more because I could, you know, come back to this and kind of do a whole guided kind of meditation on the podcast, make it a little bit longer, but it's something that you can have handy, I guess. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. And if you need help with prayer, because it's not negotiable, go to my website and take my 40-day prayer video course, please. If you don't do mine, do somebody else's. Just do it. This is not, I'm not like asking anymore. I'm telling you because you have heard from me many times, you will not be saved if you do not pray. That's St. Augustine that's saying that, not me. It's a big, big deal. And I do not want that for you. I want you up in heaven with me so we can chat and laugh about these funny podcasts and all that kind of jazz. So anyway, okay, baby. Baby, baby, baby. All my babies. I don't know why I said that. That's usually what I call my husband in this. That was very weird. Okay, babies. All right, I'm going to try to edit that out. If I don't, then enjoy the slip. Okay. I wish you all a beautiful, blessed, and inspired day. Take care.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.